Today is Halloween, and that conjures up images of kids going door-to-door for trick-or-treating. In the world of politics, going from voter to voter to get into political office can be tricky, especially if you're competing with vendors trying to hawk things from antiques to fruits and vegetables. APR's political commentator Steve Flowers has a few thoughts on the campaign tradition known as First Monday or Trade Days.
When you say the first Monday to an old political observer in Alabama, they get a smile on their face. And remember how it used to be in politics. First Monday is an event that's been happening in the northeast Alabama town of Scottsboro for over 100 years. It's a gigantic old-timey flea market. People come all over Jackson County and surrounding counties to trade. The official name of the event is the First Monday Trade Day. As you can guess, it was held on the first Monday of every month. It started around the turn of the century, the early 1900s. In the past 20 years, it's been moved to Sunday. But from 1900 to 1990, the first Monday of every month was a must event for any aspiring gubernatorial candidate. First Monday Trade Day started with local court sessions. Court be held the first Monday of every month in Jackson County, which nestles in the northern corner of the state in the foothills of Appalachians and borders Tennessee and Georgia. And folks, in the fall, it's the prettiest part of Alabama. Well, in those days, it took so long to travel to Scottsboro by horse and wagon, they decided to couple court day with trade day. Big tents were set up, and people traded everything. It was bigger than just a flea market. It was like a carnival. Musicians and fiddlers would play while the traders plied their wares, guns, knives, Indian artifacts, produce, chickens, goats, pigs, cows, horses, and even dogs. Around the knife trading area would sit whittlers who would gossip and whittle all day long. They'd chew tobacco and cut cedar into a big pile of cedar curls. There were lots of tobacco chewing and cigar smoking. Obviously, First Monday Trade Day was a must event for any serious political aspirant. George Wallace knew the importance of going to First Monday Trade Day. Most state politicians had it on their itinerary during an election year, but Wallace was a regular. He built quite a personal following in Jackson County by attending their flea market. He always carried Jackson County overwhelmingly. In fact, this county is said to be where Wallace won the 1970 governor's race over Albert Brewer. Wallace's people used everything they could that year, and Wallace came to First Monday Trade Day right before the runoff. You could tell that there were pamphlets working. He drew the biggest crowd. Big Jim also knew the importance of First Monday Trade Day, the same as Wallace. He'd bring his band, the Strawberry Pickers. He had his shuck broom and his suds bucket. As an analogy, he was going to sweep out the capital of those corrupt big mules and big black belt planters. The folks from Sand Mountain at First Monday were receptive to his message. It's said that the First Monday Trade Day in Scottsboro is the longest continuing flea market in the country.
Thank y'all for listening.